Buddy Graham Dillette will join us here in a moment. He issued a statement on his own status, and he's been dealing with a lot of health issues over the years, and hopefully he can get back on tour at some point. And it's probably a perfect time to catch up with him, considering what happened over the weekend at the Genesis, but more so the fact that we saw Tiger Woods, and Tiger went viral quickly.
I called you.
I know. And I didn't see him live. I didn't see him live with Nance. And right when you called me, I immediately started searching. And the memes had already started, like the memes and the GIFs of what Tiger was up to and what was going on.
I don't know what was up with him, Hayes, but it honestly looked like his buddies had to peel him out of a bar and bring him over to the set. And I don't know. It was a tough look.
Yeah, he looked tired. Like, he looked tired. And it also, I mean, I can be a pessimist when it comes to Tiger because we've been through this before. It did not sound to me like he is going to be at Augusta National. In seven weeks.
Jimmy Nance asked him, he's like, what's your timeline? He said, I don't know. And he's like, well, maybe an event beforehand. He goes, Jim, I don't know.
Yeah. But like, that was a totally reasonable layup. Like, obviously, ideally, you'd like to play before Augusta, right, Tiger? And he was like, flustered. He's like, can you leave me alone? Like, I don't have a plan. I'll talk to my surgeon, and he'll tell me what the plan is. That led me to believe it's not a good plan. Not a good plan for Augusta National. So we'll see. I mean, I hope I'm wrong on that. Obviously, it would be great to have Tiger there, but he doesn't look like he's in a good spot. And even the comment he made about his back, and he's like, I only have one, and there's no wiggle room. Like, man, he's been down this road, and maybe he's been given some answers that he didn't want to hear and maybe didn't want to divulge publicly. But it was a great tournament. It always is at that course. Like, the Riviera is a top five track on tour.
Dude, we were saying, if we had, like, obviously we have great lives, but to have a good gig in L.A. and be a member there and play that track three times a week.
Number one golf lifestyle in North America, I think.
Well, there are some good ones, but that one's got to be. All the players say, like, there should be a major here, Ryder Cup. It's just, they love the golf course.
It's awesome.
And it looks so pure and so sick. Just the way the bunkers are, the whole outline of the course, the greens look so amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it looks so pure.
It's amazing. Here's a longtime member of the PGA Tour, good Canadian boy, one of our favorites, Graham Dillette. How you doing, Graham?
Good, fellas. Hey, I saw congratulations on the five-year anniversary. It's pretty good work.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, buddy. That's nice of you to say that. It's been a fun ride. You know, we've had you on a bunch over the years, man, and we're looking forward to seeing you back on the track. I know you made an announcement yourself today. How you feeling, and how's everything going with you?
Yeah, not too bad, man. Like, it's sort of been the same for the past couple years, and I had the two surgeries, and both times, I had the microdiscectomies, which what Tiger just had again. I heard you guys talking about Tiger, and those did wonders for my the shooting, the stabbing pain, and the pain down that was running down my leg. But now the thing that I'm dealing with now is more like this chronic, achy, just tight soreness, just that's just kind of like all the time. And like, there's some days are better than others. Obviously, some days, you know, you get out of bed and it's not too bad. You get moving around a bit and it's not bad. But, and then other days it's more difficult. And like, you know, right now it's more about just trying to get to live like a normal lifestyle. Like, you know, I want to be able to play with my kids, and I go outside sometimes and, you know, I'm on my feet for half an hour and I got to take a rest, and that's not much fun. And my kids obviously want to keep playing with dad, so that's the number one thing right now. But I'm going in on Wednesday for, they call it a radio frequency ablation, and they basically just cauterize, like, they burn the nerves that kind of touch the facet joints, which is what they think now the issue is with me. And those nerves are basically what send the pain signals to the brain, and with those nerves kind of cauterized, they don't. So your back is actually the same, but your brain doesn't know it hurts. So I'm going to give it a whirl. I've talked to quite a few guys, some guys in golf that have had it done and had success. And, you know, it's like anything else. It's really good for some people. It's magical. And for other people, they say, yeah, you know, I got a little bit of relief. It's not super long lasting. I think the first time you do it, you usually get about a year of relief out of it. So, it's kind of like I've ticked off every single other thing, with it, you know, whether it be surgeries and physical therapies and freaky deaky weird like health healers and all that kind of stuff. And, this is kind of where it led me down this path here now. So I'm hopeful that this one works.
I heard you chime in on Riv on the weekend saying how much you like the golf course. How sick is this place?
My favorite.
Yeah, like it. Just watching the visuals, me and Hayes were texting, and it's like, imagine playing that course 3 times a week. It just looks so dialed in. Can you just describe walking around that place?
Yeah, it's amazing. I remember the first time, actually, when I was a rookie on tour, I popped out there before I went to Hawaii for the Sony Open, and Larry David was out there, and I'm a huge Curb and Seinfeld guy. So it's like right out of the gate, like, this place is kind of magical. But yeah, the golf course itself is, I mean, it's second to none, I think, on the PGA Tour. It's my number one favorite. You can't fake it around there. Like, there's a lot of golf courses where you can kind of scrape it a little bit and get by with, a short game or making a bunch of putts. And you can maybe do that for one round out there, but never for 4 straights. And like, but that Kukulia, the greens are usually firm. The Kukulia in front, if you land it just short, usually the ball doesn't bounce up. And, if you land it kind of front third of the green, sometimes you have a hard time just keeping it on the green. So it's a definitely a precision golf course, and yeah, it's just in unbelievable shape all the time. The greens are fast, and it's just a cool, like, there's like an aura about that place that's unless you've been there, you kind of, it's hard to describe.
Homa pulls it out, Graham. What kind of legend is this guy? It seems like everybody likes him. I know he has fun on Twitter. He analyzes amateurs' golf swings. He makes fun of people. But it just seems like all the boys like him. He's an L.A. guy. It was a great story, and he definitely had the support of all the players, including yourself.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, he's one of the good guys out there, without question. Like you said, everyone kind of likes him. He's fun to be around. He's a guy when you get your text on a Tuesday with your pairing, you see his name, you're happy, and you kind of look at your caddy and say, hey, we got Max on Thursday, Friday, or whatever. But, yeah, he's one of those guys too, and he's slowly building out a pretty nice resume already in his career, the 2 wins and on 2 real, like, classic great golf courses on the PGA Tour too, that are loaded fields, and this won't be the last time you hear from him. And I think now he's really got some confidence going, because he went through his struggles, and golf's a game of humble you pretty quick, and so it's good to see him back on top.
We're chatting with Graham Dillette. I think the fact that he's got a podcast, the fact that he's on Twitter the way he is, social media the way he is, it's so beneficial for golf. You know, yeah. But you got to follow through and win every once in a while.
Dude, no kidding, Hayes. You don't think he was thinking about that 3-footer? He's like, because he likes to chirp people on Twitter. If he lost that, people would have been all over him yesterday.
Big time.
Yeah, it's true. And then, man, what a bad break he got on 10, and hit a great shot. It was a doable shot, but to pull that off under that kind of pressure, and it was pretty great. I mean, man, poor Tony too. He's been there so many times. He's playing, as good a golf as anyone without closing the deal. And, I actually said that too on Twitter yesterday. Like, the Genesis Invitational or whatever it's called, their Tigers tournament, you can't lose with either of those two guys in a playoff, because they're both fan favorites and favorites of all the players.
Yeah, Finau, man, this guy is a top 5 machine, but never gets beyond 2. I mean, I can't feel for the guy, because he's racking up millions, and he's up there in the FedEx Cup. He's gonna be at East Lake. He's gonna close at some point. Like, I think he's going to win a tournament. He's too good of a player. But this is like, he's been like jinxed or something, man. He's top 5 every week, and he can't close.
And you know what? It's like you see like a lot. His final round scoring average is good too. It's not like he's folding and just going away. Like, he just kind of keeps getting beat. I mean, he shot 64 on Sunday at Riv. I mean, that's pretty impressive. That's nothing on him, and I think Max was bogey free there on 18, and he just got beat. But, same thing. Like, he's not going anywhere. He's going to be around. You do wonder a little bit. I mean, same thing happened with me, man. Like, I wasn't able to win, like, in junior golf and amateur golf and college golf and playing mini tours, and all of a sudden, the first couple times I was in contention on the PGA Tour, didn't get it done, and you kind of start doubting yourself for the first time in your life. And I hope that that's not the case with Tony, and I don't think that it is, but it's definitely something. You guys know how mental this game is, and I'm not saying that that's the case for Tony or whatever, but it's hard to think that it's not in the back of his mind a little bit now.
Did you ever have a situation on tour, Graham, like, I only play golf at an amateur level, but the first time I played in like a club championship or like a stupid amateur event, you basically start taking a small dump in your pants because you're not comfortable with anything. Like, you're just like, oh my God, like, I could three-wiggle this. I could do some stupid stuff. Did you ever have a situation on tour where you're kind of cruising along in contention and then things got really tense and you were like, I don't know what the hell's going on right now?
Yeah, really only one time. It was the first time I was ever in contention with my rookie year at Reno. And I shot like 61 or 2 or something on Saturday. And like, I think I made the cut on the number. All of a sudden, I was in like second to last group. And I birdied the first hole on Sunday. And I'm tied for the lead. And I was like, oh. And like, but that was like my rookie year. And I'm like, think of how much money I'm going to make. Because I'm still on basically mini tour budget at that time. Like, I'm like, holy, look, think of all the money. Get 2-year exemption. Because at that time, I wasn't, you know, exempt for the next year. I get job security, all that. And like, all that stuff was going through my head, and I doubled 2, which was an easy par 5. And then before I knew it, I had made the turn, and I was like 4 or 5 over, and I was like, what have I done? Like, but those are the things you learn from. And, you know, every other time I was in contention, there was, I mean, there's always nerves. No matter how, like, I mean, Tiger has nerves. Everyone kind of handles them differently, obviously. But, you know, that's kind of what you play for, those butterflies on the first tee and coming down the stretch in contention. And
you saw it with Finau, like, I mean, yesterday. It was like he ripped a drive on 18, 340 down the middle, and he had about 110 to the hole, and he flat out chunked it.
Yeah, hooked it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was crazy to watch.
That was, and what an up and down, too, because, I mean, that's exactly the thing. When his ball finished there, I'm like, man, if this ball, he has to carry it onto the green, because the ball just doesn't, like, you can't bounce it really through the Kikuyu. And depending on his lie, if he's able, and he landed it, I don't know if you could ever even tell, but he landed about an inch on the green, perfect little chip. And that just goes to show me that his nerves are good and solid. But, yeah, everyone makes mistakes, and things kind of get out of your control sometimes if you don't keep it in check.
No kidding, man. Well, it was a great tournament, and we got a bunch of great tournaments coming up. So I'm sure we'll reach out to you in the next few weeks if you're cool with coming on. And we wish you nothing but good health in the future, buddy. We're looking forward to seeing you getting back out there at some point. And keep in touch, and we'll do it again down the road. Thank you for this.
All right, yeah, appreciate it. Congrats on the 5 years, guys. Keep it going.
Thanks, buddy. There he is, Graham Dillette. That's interesting what he said, too, about his own scenario and comparing it to where Tiger's at. And you know, what I said about that comment he made to Nance, where Tiger was like, there's no real wiggle room. You know, I only got one back. And that is concerning for sure.
That's the thing, man. Unless you're going, like, if it's a regular dude, like, a lot of doctors would be like, you're not ever playing golf again, man. Like, you're, what the hell are you talking about?
Right. But, what if that's already been said to him and he doesn't want to announce it, or he doesn't want to believe it?
Tiger Woods?
Tiger. Yeah.
Dude, this is his 5th back surgery.
That's
like,
what
think
I'm saying.
About that. Like, don't you think sooner or later one of them would have said,
that's enough. You can't do it.
Yeah, you walking could be coming into question here. But who knows?
You're right. I mean, when it comes to backs, you guys know I've had one back surgery. Mm-hmm. It's such a spicy meatball. Like, it's so delicate. Because you're right. Like, you know, Graham's talking about just going out and walking around and playing with his kids for 30 minutes. Like, you want a quality of life when your sport is done, too. Like, that's the challenge, is the balance. At some point, Tiger may go, risk-reward. Like, it's not
right.
Worth it anymore.
What else are you chasing? Like, I know he'd like to get 83 and pass Sam Snead, have the most wins ever, but you kind of established yourself as, if not the greatest player ever, one of the top 2 or 3, and that's probably not going to change moving forward. You know, like, people have determined whether you're better than Nicholas, whether you're better than Jones, or whoever it's going to be that you're comparing him with. But, you know, it's also, it's tough giving up a dream. You know, he wants to play. He wants to get out there and compete, and that's got to be difficult, having a third party that you have no connection to effectively tell you you're done. You know, like a surgeon, a doctor who you don't really know, is telling you you're done, like, you're never playing again, maybe period, let alone professionally. So, you know, we'll see what happens with Tiger, but I love how Dillette just broke down playing at Riviera too, like, favorite spot on tour. I'll tell you what,
saying that is something, dude.
That
the
says
courses
something.
He plays
he's played everywhere. That would be the most terrifying first tee shot for a club member who is a bit of a chop, because you're right in front of the clubhouse.
Dude, all those rich people having cocktails sitting around the first.
Oh, man.
And my brother cannot hit a golf ball in front of one person. It could be a stranger in like jean shorts and work boots and his golf clubs around his shoulder. He cannot do it. Cannot look at one person he does not know.
That's funny.
I can't imagine.
Terrifying. Terrifying. Wow. Like if you're at that club, you're a member, and you just chili dip one or Tom Kite one off that first tee, and it would just die into the gully.
Yeah, like the first hole is an easy hole. It's like a 500-yard par 5. Those guys are hitting 8 irons into it.
Right.
But you got to get off. Something stupid.
You got to get off.